absence of first-tier data on today's calendar has the market focused on bigger picture headlines. One of those headlines is around the U.S. midterm election results. The consensus view is that anything that leans more in the favor of the Republicans will be more supportive of risk assets and bearish the U.S. dollar, while anything that leans more towards the Democrats will be bearish for stocks and supportive of the U.S. dollar. However, ultimately, we don't believe any of this will have that much of a meaningful impact either way, and instead, we believe the bigger focus should be on economic data. With that said, tomorrow's U.S. inflation data will be the big one to watch. The Fed has talked a lot about data dependency directing decision making going forward, and the most significant data point could very well be US CPI. Given that the Fed has been committed to a higher for longer policy track to combat rocketing inflation, how tomorrow's data comes out will likely have a critical impact on market direction. If the data comes out above forecast, we expect we will see another big wave of risk off flow as reflected in US equities and a resurgence in US dollar demand. A higher than expected number will only embolden the Fed's commitment to a higher for longer policy track. If, on the other hand, the data comes in below forecast or even as expected, it could inspire a wave of risk on flow and U.S. dollar selling. The key takeaway here is that the market reaction to the outcome of the U.S. midterm elections should be a lot less intense than what we could see from a significant deviation in tomorrow's U.S. inflation data. That's all for now.